Okay, welcome to everybody. We're beginning tonight the first installment of the Ramban on Parshas Emor. Again, as I mentioned in the emails that went out, we'll be learning Ramban on Parshas Emor for the next three evenings, tonight, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. Wednesday, at this time, we'll have a Zoom Askara for Iris Stern, who is very well known, I think, pretty much to everyone on this call, very much a part of the shul. And then Thursday night we'll have, as we typically have Thursday night, a drasha on the Parshas HaShavua and Parshas Emor. The latter part of Parshas Emor discusses the Moadim, the Yom Tovim, which take place during the course of the year. As we know, the Kriya HaTorah from the end of Emor is one that's typically done on the Yom Tovim. And the Ramban has much, much commentary on the end of Emor, and in the course of his commentary introduces some very basic and fundamental ideas that relate to the Yomim Tovim. What I want to start with tonight is the Ramban at the beginning of Perek Chav Gimel, which talks about the Moadim. It's Perek Chav Gimel, Pasuk Beis. Daber al Bnei Yisrael. So the Pasuk opens up, speak to Bnei Yisrael, and tell them, Moadei Hashem, Asher Tikro Osam Mikroi Kodesh, Eilehem Moadoi. The Moadim, the Yom Tovim, which you call Mikroi Kodesh, and we'll see the Ramban will come back to define that term. What does it mean that the Yom Tovim are called a Mikra Kodesh? Elehem Moadoi, these are my festivals. So the Ramban, first off, speaks about the fact that the Yom Tovim are introduced with the term Daber El Bnei Yisrael, speak to the children of Israel. So comments the Ramban, Ein la kohanim esek b'inyan ha-moados yoser me'asher li Yisrael bohem. This parsha is not uniquely oriented to the kohanim. Yom Tovim are something that apply to every single Jew, Kohen Levi Yisrael. And whereas much of Sefer Vayikra is really something which is oriented more towards the kohanim, then towards Klal Yisrael as a whole, or the Kohanim at least have a larger role to play in major aspects of Sefer Vayikra. What we're about to read tonight in Parshas Emor, the Parsha of the Moadim, is something which really applies to every Jew equally. Al kein lo hisir b'parsha zos Aaron uvanov. That's why, says the Ramban, the Parsha does not start off saying Daber al Aaron v'obanov. It does not start off as the beginning of Parshas Emor, does Emor al Kohanim b'nei Aaron. Rak b'nei Yisrael sheyichlo les kulam ke'echad. It mentions b'nei Yisrael, including all Jews, regardless of whether they're Kohanim Levim or Yisraelim. And then the Ramban adds the following: Ki lo yifareish karbanos hamusafim b'parsha hazos. The truth is, there's really nothing in this description of the Yom Tovim which is unique to the Kohanim. Had, in theory, the Torah spoken about the various karbanos musaf that are brought on the Yom Tovim, had the discussion in Perek Chav Gimel of Vayikra centered or even involved a discussion of the karbanos of the Yom Tovim, then there would have been grounds for focusing on the Kohanim specifically, because after all, it's the Kohanim who would bring the various musafim, the various additional karbanos that were brought on the Yom Tovim. However, that's not the case. There is no mention of the karbanos musaf in Parshas Emor. Aval hiskir amadim kan b'taras kohanim ba'avur shem yimei karbanos v'yirmoz aleihem. The Yom Tovim are mentioned here in Taras Kohanim, in Sefer Vayikra, because the Yom Tovim are days on which there will be many more Korbanos. In other words, it makes sense to mention the Moadim in Sefer Vayikra. And there is a hint of Korbanos in this parasha. He quotes later on in Pasuk Ches and other places where it makes reference, in this particular case on Pesach, to v'hikravtim isha l'Hashem, you should offer up a fire offering to Hashem. V'amar b'sof ha-parsha, at the very end of this description of the Yom Tovim, it says, Eilam o'adei Hashem asher tikra osam mikroi kodesh, l'hakriv isha l'Hashem ola o'mincha zevach u'nesachim. At the very end of the parsha, it describes how these Yom Tovim are days on which we should offer up karbanos to Hashem, ola Hula Umincha Zevach Nesachim, the various types of karbanos. So there is reference to the karbanos. In other words, the Ramban has to justify why this parsha is included in Sefer Vayikra if it really has nothing to do with the Kohanim. So he says, well, you know, in a backhanded way, it does reference the karbanos somewhat. So to that extent, this parsha of the Moadim does relate to the Kohanim. But here, the Ramban adds a line which requires a lot of explanation. Avalohirich levar hamusafin. However, even though our parsha in Emor makes reference to the karbanos of the Yom Tovim, namely the musafin, the karbanos musaf, the Torah here in Vayikra does not spend time elaborating on the karbanos musaf that would be brought on the Yom Tovim. Shelo rotzo shinagu lohem bamidbar, because the Torah did not want the Jews to bring the karbanos musaf while they were in the desert. The acharei shemona boi ha'aretz b'chumash hapkudim v'tziva lo eila techalei ka'aretz. However, in Parshas Pinchas, in Sefer Bamidbar, later on, after in Parshas Pinchas, the Torah has described how Eretz Yisrael is going to be divided up among the various shvatim, among the various tribes. Bier hamusafim kulam b'parshas Pinchas. That's why the Torah in Parshas Pinchas introduces the idea of the karbanos musaf. In other words, Parshas Pinchas, as we know, is the place where every maftir reading for Yom Tov is taken from. So there, the various musafim for the Yom Tovim are spelled out for the daily Torben Tamid, and then Shabbos, and then Rosh Chodesh, and then the Yom Tovim. They're all spelled out there. Shiyasu al sam ba'aretz miyadlu adoros. Such that when Klal Yisrael come into Eretz Yisrael, right away they should start bringing the karbanos musaf and continue doing that. However, says the Ramban, the karbanos musaf were not brought. The Torah did not want the Jews bringing karbanos musaf as long as they were in the desert. They only started bringing karbanos musaf when they came in to Eretz Yisrael. And that's why when you look at the Torah in Sefer Vayikra, which is describing what the Jews are doing while they're in the desert, there's no mention of the karbanos musaf, or only a backhanded mention of the karbanos musaf. It's only in Parshas Pinchas and Sefer Bamidbar, once the Torah has described how they're going to divide up Eretz Yisrael when they come in to Eretz Yisrael, only then does the Torah then describe the details of the karbanos musaf. Because now that we have one eye focused on the fact that we're going to go into Eretz Yisrael and begin this new era in Jewish history, now we can start talking about this concept of the karbanos musaf, which would be added when the Jews come into Eretz Yisrael. Furthermore, writes the Ramban, Al kein omar biyom kippurim vayas kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. That's why in last week's parsha, or Parshas Acharei Mos, when it describes the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, it ends up its description of what happened, the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, by saying, Vayas kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe. Aaron carried out that which Moshe Rabbeinu had told him, and says the Ramban, Sha'asa kein bamidbar. The intent of that pasuk is to say that Aaron carried out the Avodas Yom HaKippurim while the Jews were still in the desert. But that was really unique to the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. The other karbanos that were associated with the Yom Tovim were not carried out while the Jews were in the desert. They were only carried out when the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael. By the way, if we incorporate into this discussion the insight that we shared last week from the Vilna Gaon, where the Vilna Gaon is quoted by the Chayyadim as saying that the parsha at the beginning of Acharei Mos, which is really generally described as Avodas Yom HaKippurim, says the Vilna Gaon, really it's not Avodas Yom HaKippurim at all. It's the Avoda of Knisa LeKodesh HaKodashim. It's the Avoda which enables the Kohen Gadol to go into the Kodesh HaKodashim. As we quoted the Vilna Gaon last week, Aaron HaKohen was able to utilize this Avoda whenever he wanted to go in to the Kodesh HaKodashim. Didn't have to be specifically Yom Kippur. Only after Aaron HaKohen, by the subsequent Kohanim Gedolim, this avoda was restricted to Yom HaKippurim specifically. They only used this avoda on Yom Kippur. But from Aaron's perspective, it was not unique to Yom Kippur. It was any time he wanted to go into the Kodesh HaKodashim. Parenthetically, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky brings a very interesting proof for this idea of the Vilna Gaon from a Gemara. The Gemara says that the Parsha of Achremos was taught to the Jewish people on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the truth is, the simple pshat of the pasuk seems to indicate that. Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe, Achremos Shnei Bnei Aaron. That Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu after the death of the two sons of Aaron, of Nadav and Avihu. When did they die? They died on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the Ribbono Shel Olam comes to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says, this is the Avodas Yom HaKippurim. What are you telling me, Avodas Yom HaKippurim? It's Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Yom Kippur isn't going to be for another 6 months. But says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, according to the Vilna Gaon, you understand it beautifully. Because the truth is, this really has nothing to do with Avodas Yom HaKippurim. It's really Avodas Knisa LeKodesh HaKodashim. It's the Avoda which is necessary to be done in order to go into the Kodesh HaKodashim. And Aaron HaKohen would be able to do it any time that he wanted to go into the Kodesh HaKodashim. It didn't have to be restricted to Yom Kippur. Point being, I'm not sure whether the Ramban holds of that or not, but point being, it happens to fit in very nicely with the Ramban. Because according to the Ramban, the Karbanos that were unique to the Yomim Tovim were not observed in the desert. However, Avodas Yom HaKippurim was observed in the desert. So what's the difference? So according to the Vilna Gaon, it's a beautiful difference. It's a readily understandable difference. Avodas Yom HaKippurim, what we call Avodas Yom HaKippurim, the beginning of Parshas Acharemos, really has nothing to do with Yom Kippur. It's an avoda to enable the Kohen Gadol to go into the Kodesh HaKodashim. So in other words, it's not an exception to the rule. Any special karbanos which were associated with the Yom Tovim were not carried out in the desert. Again, Korban Pesach being the notable exception. But any karbanos associated with the Yom Tovim themselves that were brought on the Yom Tovim, the karbanos Musaf, and now we're saying even the Avodas Yom HaKippurim, were not carried out in the desert. To the extent to which the Avodas Yom HaKippurim was carried out in the desert, it was because it's not really an Avodas Yom HaKippurim, it's not really tied on a fundamental level to the day of Yom Kippur itself. Right? So here you have this Ramban who says that the Karbanos Musaf only began to be something that was carried out once the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban reiterates this idea later on in Parshas Pinchas, and that's his position. Some of the Achronim ask a question on the Ramban. The Gemara in Menachos, there's a Mishnah in Menachos, Dafim Heyamud Beis, where the Mishnah there says explicitly, according to one opinion, that for the 40 years that Klal Yisrael were in the desert, they would bring on Shavuos the Kivosim, the lambs, which are described later on in our parasha. However, they would not bring the Shtei HaLechem, the flour sacrifice which was brought on Shavuos. The Shtei HaLechem had to come from the produce of Eretz Yisrael. They obviously weren't in Eretz Yisrael during the 40 years they were in the desert. So for the 40 years they were in the desert, says the Mishnah in Menachos, they brought the Kivosim, but they did not bring the Shtei HaLechem. So doesn't this contradict the idea put forward by the Ramban that they didn't bring any of these karbanos in the desert at all? There were no special karbanos that were associated with the Yomim Tovim. So I think, just in terms of that particular question, if you look at that Mishnah in Menachos, the statement which is being made over there is the statement of one of the Tanoim, and I don't think it's entirely clear that the other Tanoim necessarily agree with that statement. So it could be that the way the Ramban would respond to that particular kasha would be simply to say, yeah, that's one opinion. That's one opinion in Tanoim. But I think the way we paskin is not like that. And again, the Ramban in many ways was a pashton. He was a person who was concerned with the simple pshat of the psukim. And the simple pshat of the psukim, again, the arrangement of the parashios, which the Ramban, as we know, is so sensitive to. You know, the Ramban says that everything is presented in the proper order, in a chronological order in Chumash, unless there's some very strong indication otherwise. So the Ramban would say, look, the fact that the dinim of the Karbanos Musaf are not revealed until late in Sefer Bamidbar is an indication that the Karbanos Musaf were not instated until the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael. Right? So, you know, I don't know that the kasha from the Mishnah is necessarily such a strong kasha. I think the Ramban can say that that reflects one shita, but not necessarily the normative shita. The question, I think, however, on a hashkafic level, is why the Karbanos Musaf would be delayed until the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael. Why does that make sense? Well, as they certainly brought Karbanos, generally speaking, in the Midbar. The Karban Talmud seems to have been brought in the Midbar. Doesn't seem any indication otherwise. So why would the Karban Talmud be brought, but the Karbanos Musaf not be brought? So I thought that perhaps one could suggest the following idea. What is the role? Let's just start by asking the following question. What is the role in Jewish life of Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, the various Yom Tovim, all of the days on which a special additional karban is brought in the Beis HaMikdash? So there's a passage in the Kuzari, and the Ramban was familiar with the Kuzari. The passage in the Kuzari from Yehuda Alevi in the Maimer Shlishi, in the third section of the Kuzari, where the Rav is explaining to the King of the Khazars the way a chassid, a pious person, lives his life. And says the Rav in the Kuzari that a true chassid is constantly looking to purify himself. He's always looking for opportunities to purify himself because he knows that inevitably in life he's going to falter, he's going to commit sins, and as many opportunities to purify himself as he can take advantage of, he definitely will. So towards the beginning of the Maimar HaShlishi, this third essay, the Rav says the first order of defense that the chassid has in purifying himself on a regular basis are the tefillos that he utters three times a day. Right? Shachris, Mincha, Ma'ariv, each one has the capacity of purifying himself and bringing him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, he needs more than that. Says the Melech, says the Rav, Im Orech HaShavua, since there are so many difficult spiritual things that are difficult spiritually, which a chassid encounters during the course of the week, Lo Yitochein L'Tarom L'Nakosam, Tefillah does not suffice to purify and to cleanse the chassid from his sins. Elo Behamodas Avodas Yom Imenuchas Haguf, the chassid needs a whole day after a couple of days, which is devoted in an even greater sense to purifying his neshama and to allowing his body to rest and to be reinvigorated. So that's Shabbos. The Ribbono Shel Olam gave us this gift of Shabbos, and Shabbos enables the chassid to cleanse himself on a weekly basis in a way in which the tefillos will not suffice to cleanse that person. However, Shabbos once a week is not enough either, continues the Kuzari. The chassid needs a monthly cleansing, a monthly tune-up. And that monthly tune-up, of course, is Rosh Chodesh. Shehu zman kapara l'chol toldosam. As we say in the davening, Rosh Chodesh is a time of atonement l'chol toldosam, for all of the offspring. What's the offspring? What are we referring to? So the Kuzari says the pshat is Toldos hechadashim v'chidushi ayomim. The offspring over here refers to the person's actions. Person's actions are called his offspring. We find Rashi brings this beginning of Parshas Noach. Eile toldos Noach. Noach ish tzaddik. These are the offspring of Noach. Noach was a tzaddik. What do you mean? I was asking about his kids, his offspring. You're telling me he's a tzaddik? No. The toldos of a person are the deeds that he does. So in Rashi's context, he says it refers to the good deeds that Noach did. But unfortunately, a person's toldos can also be his bad deeds, right? His offspring means the things that he produces. So Zman Kapara L'Chol Toldosa means Rosh Chodesh is a time of Kapara, of atonement, for all of the of the misdeeds that a person will perform over the course of a month, and in addition to the cleansing of the tefillos, and in addition to the cleansing of Rosh Chodesh, of Shabbos, on a weekly basis, a person also needs Rosh Chodesh to cleanse the person on a monthly basis. Not only that, but a person needs periodic points during the year where he can undergo another cleaning. Right? In the same way that, you know, if we want to take care of the body, we clean it constantly, you know, or periodically. So too, if we want to take care of the neshama has to be cleansed periodically as well. So the Yom Tovim are introduced during the year, says the Kuzari, in order to provide times, regular times at which the neshama is going to be cleansed, even above and beyond the daily cleansing of the tefillos, the weekly cleansing of Shabbos, and the monthly cleansing of Rosh Chodesh. So in other words, the role of all of these things, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, and the Yom Tovim, is to provide an opportunity to clean the neshama on a regular basis. On a certain level, it doesn't even pertain to the specific character of each Yom Tov. It's just that we need periodic times during which the neshama is going to be cleansed. So now, armed with that Kuzari, let's go back to the Ramban and suggest the following. When Klal Yisrael were in the Midbar, in a very unusual state, during which they had an unusual degree of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they were close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu geographically, in other words, they were all surrounding the Mishkan, very, very close to the actual presence of the Shekhinah. They were also close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu spiritually. They were experiencing things on a daily basis that Klal Yisrael had never experienced before and has never experienced since. The Anoni HaKavod, the Mon, the Be'er, you know, all of these things that were constant reminders of the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in their lives. So while the Jews had Yom Tovim in the desert, that does seem to be the Ramban's position. In other words, the Yom Tovim existed while the Jews were in the desert. However, the Karbonos, whose primary purpose is to bring about the Kapara, the atonement of Shabbos, of Rosh Chodesh, of the Yom Tovim, those Karbonos were not as necessary when the Jews were in the Midbar because they didn't need the same degree of cleansing. That cleansing element that the Kuzari is talking about was not as necessary while the Jews were in the Midbar, and that cleansing element is tied specifically to the various Karbanos, the Karbanos Musaf, that were brought on Shabbos, on Rosh Chodesh, on the Yom Tovim. Again, we know that, with the exception of Shabbos, which is only a Karban Olah, Rosh Chodesh and the Yom Tovim each contain within them a Karban Chatos. There's a dimension of the Karbanos which is a sin offering. But one can argue that even on Shabbos, the Olos which are brought as part of the Karban Musaf have a cleansing function. We know that the Karban Olah is Mechaper as well. Not only is a Karban Chatos Mechaper, but a Karban Olah is Mechaper as well. So in other words, perhaps one can suggest that's why Besparah, that's why from Hashkafic perspective, according to the Ramban, the Karbanos Musaf were delayed until the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael. They didn't need them while they were in the desert. And in fact, as the Ramban puts it, Lo Rotso Shino Agulohem Bamidbar. The Ribbono Shel Olam didn't want the Jews following or bringing the Karbanos Musaf when they were in the desert, because in a sense that would have been a statement that they needed these acts of cleansing. It would have been almost a slap in the face to the sense of closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they felt, as we said before, both on a geographical level as well as on a spiritual level. So these Karbanos Musaf were pushed off until the Jews came into Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban, skipping a little bit in this Ramban, the Ramban addresses a term which we spoke about before, we mentioned it in passing. He says, V'tam mikro'i kodesh. The Torah here refers repeatedly to the Yom Tovim as mikro'i kodesh. So what's the definition of a mikro kodesh? So says the Ramban, Shiyu bayom hazeh kulam kruim v'nesofim l'kadesh oso. The word mikra'e, or mikra, means an assemblage. You know, literally, to be kore, of course, means to call, but we are called together to assemble. A mikra kodesh means a day on which we are called to assemble and to engage in actions which sanctify the day. And says the Ramban, what is the nature of a mikra kodesh? Ki mitzvah hi al Yisrael, li kovetz beveso elokim biyom moed, lekadesh hayom befarhesya, betfila, vehalel lokel, biksus nekiya, velaso soso yom mishte. The mitzvah of the Yom Tovim is for Klal Yisrael to gather together. How do we gather together? So it seems as if there are multiple aspects to gathering together. The first way in which we gather together is to come together in the Beis Elokim, in the house of God. So what's the house of God? So when there was a Beis HaMikdash, presumably the house of God meant that you came together in the Beis HaMikdash. And indeed, you know, a major part of at least three out of the five Yomim Tovim is Aliyah L'Regel, is coming to the Beis HaMikdash and gathering there. But what emerges from this Ramban is that in the absence of a Beis HaMikdash, coming, gathering in Shul on the Yom Tovim is not just a din d'rabbanon, it's not just the rabbinic concept, it's not just the notion of, you know, we need to daven in a minyan, so we'll come together in Shul because that's where the minyan is. But gathering together in the Beis Elokim, in the house of God, and the Shul is the Mikdash Me'at, is a fulfillment of what the Torah has in mind when it talks about the Yom Tov being a Mikra Kodesh. Meaning, there's value to coming to Shul on the Yom Tovim, even above and beyond the rabbinic notion of davening with a minyan. Again, we conflate these two things, because why do you come to Shul? You come to Shul to daven with a minyan. But what the Ramban is saying is, it seems to be the following. I mean, obviously the idea of davening with a minyan is not a din d'oraisa. I mean, according to the Ramban, the tefillos themselves are not d'oraisa. So clearly the concept of davening with a minyan is not a din d'oraisa. But it's even had Chazal not created the notion of davening with a minyan, there would be purpose and value in coming to Shul on the Yom Tovim, according to the Ramban, because that's the very definition of Mikra Kodesh. I mean, what would seem to emerge from this Ramban is the following concept, halacha lemaisa. Let's say a person has a house minyan, you know, or a private minyan. Okay, so he's able to daven with a minyan, fine, wonderful. But on Yom Tov, it seems like there's a concept of coming to Shul, even if he could daven with a minyan under different circumstances. He has a minyan in his house or the like. Coming to Shul and gathering in a large group is part of the very essence of what the Yom Tov is about. Again, the Lashon of the Ramban is Mitzvah Yisrael Likaves Beveso Elokim Biyom Moed Likadish Hayom Befarhesya. Right? We should sanctify the day in a public fashion, Bitfila. Right? We should do it through davening, Vehalil Lokel, Biksus Nikiya. And we should praise Hashem with Halil. Now there's a famous position of the Ramban, where the Ramban, in his Hasagas to the Sefer HaMitzvos of the Rambam, Sharish Aleph, is of the opinion that perhaps Halil is a mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a unique position of the Ramban. We usually assume Halil is a mitzvah midrabbanan, but the Ramban suggests that Halil is a mitzvah d'oraisa, you know, the idea of singing praises to Hashem, and it's part of the very definition of what Mikra Kodesh means in the context of the Yom Tovim. Just to extend this a little bit, we know that there's a tremendous amount in the Ashkenazi tradition of piyut, of special poems that are composed for Yom Tovim. Not as much for Shabbos. Again, you have occasionally for Shabbos a little bit. There's one piyut we say every Shabbos, HaKol Yoducha and Kel Adon. That's a piyut. We say that every single Shabbos. But overwhelmingly, the piyutim, the Maravius, you know, and the Yotzris that we say, are composed for the Yom Tovim specifically. According to the Ramban, one can argue that the existence of those Yotzros constitutes at least a kiyum, a fulfillment of a mitzvah d'oraisa. In other words, what makes Yom Tov into Yom Tov is tefillah and halil, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu davening to Hashem. Again, we pointed out the Ramban holds that tefillah in general is a din derabanan, but tefillah on a Yom Tov, it would seem according to the Ramban, is a mitzvah daraisa, because it's part of what the very definition of a Mikra Kodesh is all about. The second aspect of Mikra Kodesh is a little more gashmius oriented. Says the Ramban, Mikra Kodesh means that we gather together to feast. V'laso so yom mishta. Right? So the idea of making it a yom mishta is not just that we're supposed to eat and drink on Yom Tov, although we are, but it's specifically the idea of gathering together to eat and drink. Meaning, it's a Mikra Kodesh. It's a day on which we gather to sanctify the day. Part of sanctifying the day is through a spiritual means. Part of sanctifying the day is through physical means, through the idea of a Yom Mishta. So in other words, that which we do intuitively, you know, we gather family together. Again, unfortunately, this last Pesach, we weren't able to do it. But that which we do typically is a matter of course. Families come together, we make larger meals, friends come together. That's not just, you know, it's not just that it's nice, it's part of the very definition of Yom Tov. Yom Tov is about bringing people together and the notion of praising God b'farhesya in a very, very public fashion. So that's the very definition of Mikra Kodesh, says the Ramban. Okay, Bez Hashem, we'll see more Ramban tomorrow about the Yom Tovim. There's so much here that's so rich and, you know, lends itself to so much discussion. For the time being, let's say some Kapitloch Tehillim, as we do typically. We'll say Tzadi Aleph and Kuf Kuf Aleph. And then, as we always do, we'll make a Mishaberach for those who need it. So we'll say together Tehillim Sari Aleph 91. Yoshev b'seiser elyon b'tzel shaddai yislonon Omer l'Adonai machsiyum sudasi Elohai evtach bo ki hu yatzi lecha mipach yokush Midever havos Vevoso yosech loch V'sachas kinofov techseh Tzina v'sochei ro amito Lo siro mipachad loilo Mecheitz yof yomom Midever bofel yahloch Miketev yoshud sohoroyim Yipol mitzidcho elef urvavo miminecho Eilecho lo yigosh Rak beinecho sabir v'shilum as v'shoyim tireh Ki ato Adonai machzi el yon sam tom yonecho Lo sunei lecho ro v'nega lo yikrav yolecho Ki malocho v'yitzav eloch v'shmarcho v'chol derochecho Al kapayim yisonecha Pentigof bo'ev en raglecha Al shachal vofes en tidroch Tirmos kefir visanin Ki vi choshak vi afalateyu Asagiveyu ki yodashimi Yiko eini veneyu Imo anochi vitzoro Achalitzeyu yachabedeyu Arech yomi maspiyeyu Vihareyu vishuasi Kuf Chof Aleph 121 Shilam alo sesoy nail heori Meyayin yovo ezri Ezri meim Adonai Osei shomayim vorez Al yitei namod raglecho Al yonum shomerecho Hinei lo yonum velo yishon Shomer Yisrael Adonai shomerecho Adonai tzilecho al yad yeminecho Yomom ha-shemesh lo yakeko Yoreach baloilo Adonai yishmarcho mikoro Yishmar es nafshecho Adonai Yishmael Tzayisuchov Oecho Me'atov Yad Olam Mishtabi Rachav Usainu Avraham Yitzchak V'yakom Moshe V'yaron Dovid Shlomo Yivarch V'yirab V'yisach Olim As Hashem, I plan on davening Ma'ariv at 8:45. I want to wish everybody a wonderful evening.